Recalls are often an inconvenient process in the retail industry where an object is found to have a dangerous fault and is returned or replaced. When it is an object like a toy, it is quite straightforward to return the item. However, what if the item being recalled is something many people rely on a day-to-day basis? That's what millions of car owners across Australia have to face from early March, as over 2 million cars fitted with Takata airbags have officially been recalled by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. This is the largest scale recall in Australian history. Choice Magazine's Sarah Agar explains why this has become an issue.
Airbags have a fault. The gas that causes the airbag to inflate, ammonium nitrate, degrades over time and it becomes unstable. What this means is that when the airbags deploy, there's a chance that the canister will rupture, sending shrapnel flying into the cabin of the car. This is a really serious risk of injury. There have been 23 deaths worldwide, and one of those in Australia because of these dodgy airbags.
The CEO of New South Wales Motor Traders Association, Stavros Yalaridis, says there is an easy way to find out whether your car carries the defective airbags.
Well, I think a lot lies on, unfortunately, on the consumer, the customer. Therefore, I would probably advise them to go on the ACCC website, where the ACCC has a listing of manufacturers and also the products. We have two issues here. One is basically that the first Takata airbag, which had an Alpha, which was called an Alpha Takata airbag, that was the majority of the vehicles that were manufactured with up to 2004, if I'm not mistaken, the date. I think there's about 26,000 vehicles still circulating on the Australian roads that need to be handled. Therefore, the consumer should go on the ACCC. It has all the information there, and they should take action because some of these vehicles are older than 2004, but up to 2004. There are some manufacturers that have put that specific airbag in some of their vehicles.
Ms. Agar says some car owners need to prioritise getting their airbags fixed, as the Alpha Takata airbag is more likely to be defective than others.
Some of the Takata airbags do carry a greater risk than others of deploying incorrectly. If you have an Alpha airbag in your car, these can rupture in as high as 1 in 2 cases. This is a huge risk of injury, so anyone who finds on the ACCC's website, productsafety.gov.au, if their car is listed as having an Alpha airbag, they need to stop driving it immediately, call the manufacturer, arrange to have a car come and tow their car away and get it repaired straight away.
But if your car is affected, Mr. Yalaridis answers a question you may be thinking. Will I have to pay any money to get this fixed?
No, it's completely free. It's supported by the dealer network of the manufacturer. They are handling the whole process on behalf of the manufacturer. The manufacturer is paying, of course, a specific amount of agreed fee, let's say, to the dealer for the installment or remove and replacement of the part at the manufacturer's cost.
He also says there is plenty of time to get your car repaired.
The ACCC have made an agreement, and based on the risks factor, that until the end of 2020 is the deadline where all manufacturers have to have replaced all the default airbags across Australia. So that's the guideline. That's the responsibility. So there is some time. So if someone's having a recently 2 or 3 year old car, that's not in panic mode at the moment. And the priority set by the ACCC to the manufacturers and the dealers is to replace the older vehicles and take in priority.
Although cars 14 years and over are affected, how old are the cars fitted with defective airbags? Ms. Agar says the cars are a bit younger than you may think.
Most of the cars affected by the Takata recall are relatively new. The use of ammonium nitrate in car airbags is a fairly recent thing. So what we know is that the oldest models of cars affected are those from 1999, but the newest models are all the way up to 2014.
Despite the relatively young age of the cars, many have already been sold on to new owners or are still sitting in the lots of car sellers. So how do you know if the car sitting on the lot or your driveway has been repaired? Mr. Yalaridis says the car owner needs to ask questions.
A lot of it lies back on the consumer because those older cars are second or third hand cars that have been bought and traded in or whatever. It's very hard by the manufacturer and the dealer to find the owner of that vehicle. Therefore, some of the responsibility has to go back onto the consumer and seek advice, ask questions, go into your local dealer, ask the question, and they'll be able to assist that person with the, if that car's affected or not.
The issues were only made public late last year. So why was there a gap between when the issue was revealed and the recall only a few days ago? Ms. Agar explains.
In December of last year, the ACCC made a recommendation to the Minister responsible for Consumer Affairs, recommending that a mandatory government recall be initiated for Takata airbags. This is because this is a massive recall. It's been running on a voluntary basis to date, but different manufacturers have responded differently to the recall. We know some manufacturers have been doing the right thing and they've managed to repair up to 80% of their faulty cars. Others are lagging around the 30% mark. So it's taken the minister a couple of months to decide whether or not to take that advice, and he has decided now that it is the time to issue a mandatory recall.
Car owners have been getting their cars fixed since the issue was revealed in December last year. So how has the motor trader industry coped since then? Mr. Yalaridis explains.
It's been quite controlled, to be quite honest. We did have a peak in initially going back at the time. A lot of concerned consumer and a lot of concerned members on how they plan to take action to this. I think the manufacturers have handled it pretty well, but I think more importantly the dealers who are actually the face who are facing the consumer have handled extremely well as well. There are circumstances going back earlier that there were delays in acquiring the part, the manufacturers having access to the parts to deliver to Australia and to their dealers to provide to the consumer or the customer. And today it's a blowout again. You have those peak, you have a lot of concerned consumers wondering if their car's affected or not. And again, there are so many cars that are affected.